Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
747, 13 till 8, tough traffic morning. Tommy Tucker, WWL. We'll have more traffic in about 4 minutes for you. The definition of a guru is a person skilled in something who gives advice. And I think when it comes to ankle monitoring, that would describe Matt Dennis, who owns ASAP. What is the name of your company, Matt? ASAP Bail Bonds?
No, it's the Assured Supervision Accountability Program. We call it ASAP to shorten it.
All right, let's talk about ankle monitoring and where the ball is getting dropped on all of this stuff. Matt, I've seen your operation, and it is very impressive. For people that don't quite get it, maybe give us a little quick review of what happens once an ankle monitor gets somebody on from you and they're in your system.
Let me say this. Do you have an individual that's charged with a crime whose history and charges make them a particular risk? We have a jail that is entirely too small, and there's no room to put anybody in it. And we have a lot of these violent offenders who they need some way to supervise them. Well, we could build a jail and fund that jail, or we could use a supervised release mechanism. The problem, I took over 10 years ago on the ankle monitor problem in the city. And when I took over, you had a city that was paying $1.2 million a year to have 45 people on ankle monitor, and we were still having murders and all of these things. The problem was you couldn't figure out who was responsible. I mean, we know that the offender did the killing, but how is he killing people if he's supposed to be at home and stuff like that? So what we did was we created the Assured Supervision Accountability Program, and then this last legislative session, we passed Act 746, which is a ankle monitor reform bill. And what it does is it forces the ankle monitor providers into the sunlight. It makes sure that everybody in the criminal justice system has an ability to know who is being monitored and who is being supervised. Now, more recently, what we've done is we have released, the governor signed Act 746 officially August the 19th in the Capitol, and on July the 7th, we released what is called the Association Offender Management System. The Offender Management System is an online system, and it allows our community to keep track of three individual entities. The community, the media, whoever can now view on our website every offender in the program. You know who's in the program. You know who put them in the program. You know why they're in the program. You know who is supervising them, which ankle monitor provider is supervising them. So you get to watch the supervisor. You can tell if they're doing their job. And the third, and I think probably the most important part, the part that most people did not realize was a major problem, was we get to keep an eye on the judges now. What we saw in the last few weeks is an individual, another example of an individual who was ordered to home incarceration. But he was running the streets. And while he was running the streets, he was committing more crimes. Our automated system sends notices immediately to the court. And the court had a record of every one of those. Now, I know some of your listeners would say, well, why would you let him run around? Mm-hmm. The home incarceration and curfew is something different than a victim violation or a strap tamper or a dead battery. The new law that we passed requires that the victim violations, the strap tampers, and the dead batteries be handled and reported within 24 hours. What that means is we immediately go out and interject, whether it's arrest them, stop them, do whatever. We make them stop, and then we send a report. Many people on home incarceration have the ability, they call it home incarceration with exceptions. You're allowed to go to work. You're allowed to go to school. You're allowed to go to church, things like that. Our system is set up to where they have to communicate with us via text message that says, I'm leaving to go to work. Then they leave and go to work. They trigger an alarm. My auditing team, the very next day, looks at every single alert and determines which ones were true violations. Then they fill out a violation report. They enter it into the offender management system. And those, when they do that, it instantly and automatically goes to the judge, the DA, and the clerk. Now, just so you understand what's happened in the last week, DA Jason Williams has gone one step farther. He has now introduced technology on his side that marries with ours. So when we send an instant notification to the court of a violation, the DA's computer system automatically, without any human intervention, sends a motion to the court for revocation. This instantly triggers a hearing, and this stops the judges from being complacent. Now, whether they were complacent on purpose or whether they just didn't understand the process, either way, this ends it. So it's a continued growing system. Now, we have new legislation that has been drafted, and it's been turned in, and it will be introduced in this session, and it will finish the ankle monitor reform process. And what it will do, right now, the offender management system is voluntary for providers. The law that was passed requires the sheriffs to register all providers. So we've made it for them. We made this process for them to give every sheriff's department in the state the ability to register all providers in one location. That way, all of our criminal justice partners can easily see who's in the program. What we want to add to that is we want to require them to add every offender in the registry. So we now know who's providing the supervision and then who's being supervised. The third thing we want to make sure and add is that every violation report must go in the registry. By doing it this way, people like Mike Perlstein can sit down at asapgps.org and go to the Orleans Parish violation tab. Click on it, and you'll see a nice little pizza pie that tells you every single division and every violation out of that division. Just because they have a lot of violations doesn't mean the judge is doing something wrong. You could have a lot of people. What you want to see is the same name over and over and over, day after day after day. That's an indication that a judge is not paying attention to who's violating. And again, I said with the teamwork with the DA's office, I think we can jump in front of that and not have that issue anymore. So a lot of good things are coming. And I think that it's making it a much safer environment.
Man, I don't know who hands out community awards, but you certainly deserve one because, you know, I've met you, I've seen your place. You have taken a very proactive role in changing this in the state. And as a result, I think people are a lot safer and will continue to get a lot safer as this continues to evolve. The website, just to make sure I have it right, is asaprelease. What is it?
Or no, that's going to be the site for our program.
ASAPGPS.org. ASAPGPS.org.
Yes, that's the association. That's where you can find the public view. There is a public view for every person enrolled. And remember, when we put this thing in front of the state legislature, we need to pass this next process because this ensures that there's no more Wild Wild West ankle monitors and that the judges are doing their part.
I had clicked a link further. That's why I was at that one. But it's ASAPGPS.org. Matt Dennis, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year
to you. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Same to you, sir. 7:55, traffic now, WWL.